Dorothy Cannell first introduced her unlikely pair of private detectives, the Mrs. Hyacinth and Primrose Tramwell, in the pastoral mystery novel Down the Garden Path. They subsequently made appearances in The Widow's Club and Mum's the Word, Cannell's series featuring Ellie and Ben Haskell. Bridal Flowers is a response to readers' frequent requests for a return of the Tramwell sisters. Cannell's novels and short stories are most often set in her native England. The Family Jewels won the 1994 Agatha in the Best Short Story category. Her latest book is Bridesmaids Revisited, published by Viking in June 2000. She lives in Illinois with her husband Julian and two Cavalier King Charles Spaniels named Bertie Woofster and Jeeves. "That obnoxious woman!" Hyacinth Tramwell set down her cup and saucer with a bang on the coffee table. "I ran into her last year at the church bazaar and she bored me for an entire hour. What on earth can she want?" "Probably come collecting for one of her pet projects," her sister Primrose gave a fluttering sigh. "And the bother of it is that I'll probably agree to make a donation to a group I despise simply because she intimidates me so." "Nonsense, Prim. You will square your shoulders and remember that you are a woman in your 60s and a private detective to boot, not a child to be ordered to hand over a bag of sweets."
"Yes, dear."
Before either woman could say more, the sitting room door opened, and their butler, a man of uncertain age and nondescript appearance, entered. "Mrs. Smith Hoggles," he intoned, as if informing them of an outbreak of bubonic plague in the village. Behind him loomed a shadow, which took on form and substance when he bowed and retreated.
"Does he always do that?"
The woman in the brown felt hat and camel coat was slimly built, but she had a large voice.
"Always do what?"
Hyacinth raised an eyebrow.
"Pad about the place in his socks."
"Certainly. He is an ex-burglar, excellent training for his present job. We could not ask for a more unobtrusive butler."
"But aren't you afraid he'll pinch the silver?"
"Dear me, no," twittered Primrose. "His passion is 18th-century clocks, quite single-minded about it. His brother specialised in sundials before his retirement. And there is a sister who I believe still deals in pocket watches. Quite the family business, one might say. But I must not rattle on. Pray do sit down, Mrs. Smith Hoggles, and tell us what brings you here on such an inclement morning."
Their visitor hesitated before taking a seat. She had met the Mrs. Tramwell on several occasions at village functions, but had not previously been to Cloisters, their ancestral home. She had passed it numerous times in the car and occasionally on foot, and although she preferred modern dwellings, she had conceded that its mellow brick and pigeon-grey roof were charming. The same, she now admitted, must be said of the interior. The hall had been imposing with its walnut panelling and family portraits, and this room, whilst small, whispered of old money. The sisters sat on chintz sofas facing each other on either side of a fireplace whose mantle displayed brass candlesticks and several pieces of Minton china. A grandfather clock stood in one corner, two floor-to-ceiling bookcases housed leather-bound volumes, and Mrs. Smith Hoggles was herself seated on a striped Regency chair. Indeed, nothing could be faulted, from the silver tea service on the rent table under the window to the time-muted colours of the needlepoint rug. Even so, she winced as she settled her handbag, a recent purchase from Harrods, on her knees.